KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN courts will soon conduct some matters virtually. The Minister of Justice will visit the Durban Magistrates Court tomorrow to assess progress in the implementation of the virtual remand detainee system. KZN Justice Department head Pat Moodley says at some of the courts, the system has been working well for witnesses. She says they want to extend this process to virtually remand detainees, and this will improve the efficiency, safety, and reduce costs on transporting prisoners, according to Moodley.
Many of them are remanded and they sit in court waiting until that van leaves in the afternoon to take them back to prison. In courts across the country have recently experienced a spike in the smuggling of weapons, of drugs, of all kinds of things that prisoners either collect at the court and take it back into the prison, or they come with it into the court.
The KZN government says it's come up with a strategy to tackle some of the province's key challenges. The provincial cabinet will present it to President Cyril Ramaphosa in Durban later. NewsWatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The plan focuses on improving service delivery, reducing poverty and growing KZN's economy. According to the Government of Provincial Unity, it's outlined exactly how it plans on achieving these goals, which align with the national government's priorities. The presidency, says Ramaphosa, will meet the Premier Thami Ntuli and other executives in Musgrave this afternoon. The Presidential eThekwini Working Group will then update Ramaphosa on the progress made in tackling challenges like service delivery. Tomorrow, community members will get to discuss their issues during a face-to-face meeting with Ramaphosa in Umgababa on the south coast. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The port of Maputo has stopped accepting cargo due to election-related unrest. Riots at Mozambique's main border with South Africa led to the partial closure of the Lebombo post, leaving hundreds of trucks carrying goods like coal stranded. Tensions have soared in the neighboring country following last month's disputed election results. The protests have prompted some officials to seek refuge across the border. The temporary closure of the port, which is a major export route for chrome, may affect the economy. And the UK has announced 56 new sanctions against Russia, its largest package since May last year. The action means the supply of military equipment President Putin needs for his war in Ukraine is restricted. It targets entities based in China, Turkey, and Central Asia involved in giving and producing goods, including machine tools, microelectronics, and components for drones. Durban high of 20 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 21. The top story, KZN courts will soon conduct some matters virtually. The Minister of Justice will visit the Durban Magistrates Court tomorrow to assess progress in the implementation of the virtual remand detainee system. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.